Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Ramco Cements Q3 FY 2023 earnings conference call hosted by Antique Stock Broking. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Krupal Maniar from Antique Stock Broking Limited. Thank you, and over to you.
Thanks, Ryan. Good evening and a warm welcome to everyone. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, we welcome you to the third quarter FY 2023 earnings call of the Ramco Cements Limited. On the call we have with us Mr. P.R. Venkatramaraja, Managing Director, Mr. A.V. Dharmakrishnan, CEO, and Mr. S. Vaidyanathan, CFO of the company. I would now like to hand over the floor to the management for their opening remark, which will be followed by interactive session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening. This is Venkatramaraja, the Managing Director speaking. I warmly welcome all of you to the earnings call of Ramco Cements to discuss the unaudited results of Q3 financial year 2023. Thank you all for taking the time to join us on the call, and we hope all of you have seen the results. Let me give you a quick update on the market scenario. The current demand for cement is good in the individual house builder market and as well as the infrastructure segments. In the budget of 2023, increased allocation is made towards the PMAY scheme, capital outlay for railways, urban infrastructure development, transport infrastructure projects for end-to-end connectivity for ports, steel and fertilizer sectors, et cetera, for around 14 lakh crores. This is a big positive for the cement industry, which I'm sure will sustain the momentum of the cement demand in the coming medium term. The factors like good monsoon, water levels in reservoirs, and upcoming elections is also expected to boost the cement demand further. I would like to summarize the key highlights of our performance in the third quarter. Our revenue increased year-on-year from 1,556 crores to 2,018 crores for the Q3 financial year 2023. This is the first time that the quarterly revenue has surpassed 2,000 crore mark. EBITDA for the quarter has increased year-on-year from EBITDA for the quarter has increased from year-on-year from 238 crores to 294 crores in Q3. Blended EBITDA per ton for the quarter stood at 823 per ton as against rupees 790 in the corresponding previous period. During the quarter, railways have reimposed busy season surcharge of 15% on inbound and outbound material movements, which resulted in a reduction in EBITDA by around 50 rupees per ton. Profit before tax stood at rupees 97 crores during the quarter as against 113 crores during the corresponding period. This is despite an improvement in the average price of cement during the quarter. However, we could not cover the fuel cost increase $ to 108. Price movement, even though the fuel costs are very high. I'd like to also update you on the current status of our expansion, capacity expansion. The production in our Kolimigundla plant has stabilized in quick time, and the plant load factor for clinker is around 55% in the quarter which just ended. This is improving steadily. Out of the 12 MWh of WHRS in Kolimigundla, 5 MW has been megawatts will be commissioned in February, that this month, by end of this month, and the balance 4 megawatts will be commissioned by May 2023. The TPP of 18 megawatts and railway siding is expected to be commissioned in the financial year 2024. The third kiln at RR Nagar will be commissioned before, by the end of March 23. That is another 2 months. With regard to proposed expansion capacity of dry mix products in two locations, Tamil Nadu, production has started in one unit in December 22. Another unit is expected to be operational by February 23. The remaining two units in AP and Orissa will be commissioned in financial year 24. During the quarter three of financial year 23, the company has incurred a capex of 390 crores, including for the above mentioned capacity expansion program. The net debt for the company as on 31/12/2022 is 4,556 crores as compared to 4,741 crores as on 39/20/22, out of which 564 crores is short-term loan. The average cost of interest borrowing for the quarter three financial year 23 has increased to 7.13% from 5.44%, and this increase is due to the repo rates increase of 225 BPS during the current year. This ends my short introduction to the call. But now we are open to questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Amit Muraka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Thanks for the opportunity. So my first question was around the CAPEX update. Like in the last call, you had shared the detailed project-wise updates. I think this in this quarter presentation, that's not there. So just wanted to check, like, is there any change from the last quarter plan, or we are still there?
There is no change in the plan.
Okay. So the overall CAPEX guidance remains what it was guided for in the last quarter?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And secondly, just a question on the debt levels in the working capital, like generally because fuel costs are coming off, there is good working capital release we are seeing across companies. So how much is the reduction are you expecting now in Q4?
Regarding working capital?
Yeah.
Okay, it will be more or less the same, because we don't hold more inventory and we don't have that much of working capital. So it will be there won't be any release on working capital as far as the Q4 is concerned.
Okay. Sure, and also like on power and fuel cost, like what kind of reduction would you be expecting now with the fall in the coal cost and everything that you've seen in the last couple of months?
So coal prices, fuel prices started increasing again. There was a brief fall only. So we are not sure about, you know, the coming months what is going to be the prices. So we hope that the prices, the average prices will be same as Q3.
So 2.43 per kcal what you've guided in what was in Q3. So you're saying that it will be more or less flat in Q4 as well?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks. I'll come back in the queue for more questions.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Satyadeep Jain from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you. Sir, first question on Kurnool. In the presentation, it's mentioned that there is freight charges for sending clinker from Andhra Pradesh to Tamil Nadu. Is it, given that Kurnool has commissioned, can you maybe talk about where is that excess clinker going between Tamil Nadu and East, and what would be the strategy in the next 12 odd months, and you would have, I guess, the Eastern GU also come up 0.9 million tons in the next few months.
So, from first of all, from Karnal, there will not be any movement to east. Let me make it very clear. So, in Karnal, the cement grinding has stabilized only in the month of December. So, October and November, we moved some clinker to Salem grinding plant and the Chennai grinding plant. So, besides Mathod in Karnataka. So, then from the from coming quarters, movement to Salem and Chennai grinding plant will marginally come down. And then we started, you know, making cement in Kolimigundla, and cement will move to the various markets. So in coming quarters, we can say that the clinker movement will come down from Kolimigundla to Tamil Nadu markets.
Okay. And so secondly, on that Karnataka greenfield plant, any updates on any progress on land acquisition since the last quarter there?
We are prepared for land acquisition, but government approval is awaited. Once government approval comes, you know, we'll start the land acquisition. We are prepared for that.
So it's not started yet?
Sorry?
The land acquisition has not started yet.
It's not started yet because it requires various government approvals. The government approvals are awaited.
Just one more clarification question on the long pending Tamil Nadu limestone auction. Any update or expectation on that?
No, sir. So far, no. We are also waiting for the notification from the government.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. Our next question comes from the line of Pratik Kumar from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, good evening, sir. My first question is on industry pricing trend. So, getting into this quarter, like after like relatively muted December and last quarter as well, December prices have continued to slip in southern region in January, which is implying like in fourth quarter we might see a Q-on-Q decline in prices. Is that the correct assessment for the quarter?
No, the prices are very volatile. We can't assume the prices will only decline. There are chances the price will go up also because these prices are very unremunerative to for many players.
So we are expecting any major uptick in pricing in near term or like this could be only in April?
Possible. Definitely it is possible.
Okay. And sir, regarding second question is on your capex and leverage position. So we have been able to reduce like 200 crore of net debt. So while our cash pad during the quarter was also similar number, so is there any significant release of working capital or some sale of non-core assets which has helped us to pay down our debt as well as do capex?
See, we are planning sale of non-core assets that already we are discussing with many people because mainly these are land banks which we purchase for certain specific purpose which is not required now. That will happen. Maybe this quarter also it will happen, coming quarters also it will happen, number one. Number two, what is the
release of working capital?
The release of working capital is not possible the Q4 because the petcoke the price are the same level of Q3. And for any contingencies, we also maintain the same stock level. We don't want to reduce it.
So in 3Q, I was asking actually regarding 3Q, so there was a release of working capital to the tune of around 300 crores in last quarter, I meant, or any sale of non-core asset sale?
No, last quarter there is no sale of any non-core assets. It will happen coming days only.
See, what I told, there won't be any release of working capital for Q4, but definitely there has been some release of working capital happened in Q3.
Right, and is it possible to quantify the value which we may derive from sale of non-core assets?
Maybe totally we identified around 300 to 400 crores worth of non-core assets. This is only land bank, nothing else.
Great, sir. These are my questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. Our next question comes from the line of Sumangal Nivashya from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir, and thank you for the chance. I just have a question on overall the market dynamics in Tamil Nadu. So after many years, you have chunky capacity additions happening over the next 2 years, by one by Dalmia and then by Ultratech. So how do you see the market dynamics changing, the pricing environment changing there? And overall, I mean, what would be the size of Tamil Nadu as far as demand? I mean, my sense is roughly a 20 million ton market. And in the last 7-8 years, the size has been quite stable. Consumption at the state level has not increased. So if you can just share some understanding on the market demand size of the overall state.
Okay, both the companies, they not increased the clinker capacity. Yeah? They are increasing only grinding capacity to that extent from the parent plant. It may go to only the grinding units to that extent. Overall capacity cannot go up. If at all, they can bring some clinker from outside state. So we will see. At that time, we will see. See, as far as I am concerned, I don't see the dynamics to change dramatically.
Okay, and what would be the overall demand at the state level, and how has it moved in the last 8-10 years?
The state is growing by double, almost 10 to 12% state is growing.
10 to 12% CAGR in the last 10 years?
Pardon?
Sir, I'm asking the trend over the last, say, one decade or five.
One decade, it is only 4 to 5%.
Okay, and this year you're
saying? If you see the CAGR, it's only 4 to 5%.
Okay, got it. Got it. Okay, thanks.
I'm telling this year, the market has grown by 12%.
Noted, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Again wanted to check, is there any specific reason that we have removed that the CAPEX slide from the presentation this time?
See, we have given for the benefit of the market people, so we gave this last quarter. So it doesn't mean that we should give every time. As and when it is required, we will give.
Okay.
There is nothing new also.
Okay.
So there is no change in the CAPEX guidance. If there is a change in the CAPEX guidance, we will intimate to you properly.
Okay. No issues. In terms of the number that last time we have spoken in terms of the next year, FY24, 892 crore. So is there anything like you previously mentioned in answer to one of the participants that the Karnataka expansion where you are likely to go for land acquisition. So anything which can come up in next one or two quarters where you start and this CAPEX number of 892 crore for FY24 can go up or this number you will try to not to increase this number?
See, actually, if you look at the previous presentation, we have earmarked 100 crores for Bommanahalli project for Q4 and 250 crores for the next financial year. We are yet to start. We need to see when the approval comes from the government, how quickly we go ahead with the land acquisition. Depends on that.
Okay.
If the cash flow is better, if you are able to sell non-core assets, we may expect this land purchase.
Okay. But broadly, my point was that close to 900 crore CAPEX number, because normally previously, whatever we have guided, actual number has actually much higher in last 1 or 2 years. So that's what I was, my point was that, is it a possibility that any new CAPEX or the expansion we will announce in next two quarters, and this 900 crore for FY24 can go up to 1300-1400 crore? On
this
that
thing we'll announce in stock exchange, then we'll come to know about it. We can't announce separately. See, as of now, there's no such announcement.
Okay.
Even today's
okay.
Board meeting also, we are not envisaging any new capital expenditures.
Okay. And broadly, in terms of the net debt, which is currently at 4,556 crore. Any thought process where we can see next by March or by maybe next 6 months? How much reduction we can see?
See, it depends upon the prices. If the prices are good, the profitability improves, whatever capital expenditure, then balance will go towards only reduction of the debt.
Okay, got it. And in terms of the Odisha grinding unit, 0.9 MTPA, in terms of the COD, when it would be likely to start?
No, already we started civil construction, and in another 9 months time, it will be completed.
Okay, so by September, it should be operational.
Yeah, September it will be ready. Because it is only cement mill, all other things are in place.
Okay. Lastly, on the trade share for this quarter, what was the trade share?
Trade volume?
Yeah, trade share, trade volume or a trade share. So last quarter we said was close to, I think, 69%. So
this time it's around 63%.
63%. Okay. Have we seen, because this quarter we have seen a decent QOQ improvement in realization. So anything specific you want to highlight from where we have seen such a significant increase, and currently till January and this 7 days, the average realization, is it at par with the average of third quarter, or is there any some decline is already there?
See, for January, we will discuss in the next quarter. So with regard to Q3, definitely the prices have improved with respect to Q2. And the cost has also come down.
Yeah, no, I was asking, is there any specific state where you have seen a higher, or in terms of the price gap between trade, non-trade, anything you want to highlight?
No, if you see the market mix has not changed dramatically. Of course, the prices are varying across the markets. So if you look at the east markets, the prices have marginally improved, and south also is equally improved, and the volumes are good in both the markets. This year, okay, the variation is due to market mix and the price mix.
Okay.
Not much to tell about with regard to change in the trade, non-trade mix. That kind of a change is not happened.
Okay. And lastly, on the volume front, we have done a good job in terms of a 30% kind of a growth in 9 months. We were previously looking at 33% for this year, and maybe significant growth in the next year, FY24. So anything you want to highlight, sir?
We'll try to maintain our growth rate.
Okay.
Since the other time we told that we bought, what is the concept called right cement for right application, definitely our product is well accepted in many segments, and the project is also approved in many of the new projects. So yeah, whatever growth rate we earlier told, definitely that will be maintained.
Okay. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press *1. Our next question comes from the line of Krishna Kumar from Lion Hill Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and congratulations on improved performance given the environment. Sorry, sir, repetition since I joined late. Sir, in terms of various costs that we incur on a per ton basis, how do we see that, into the next 1 year, more from the benefits of, the new plants that have come in, the grinding units, etc. So, typically, in what kind of costs, we can see some improvements, sir? Other things remaining same, from the investments made, the logistics, etc. What kind of improvement over the next 6 to 12 months we can expect, sir? Thoughts you can share.
Thank you, KK, for the for your compliments. See, number one, the wage key recovery, what we implemented in Jain Dorm, has been 100% stabilized. Now we are able to get almost 25 to 26 megawatt waste heat recovery from our Jainduram plant, which will take care of almost 50% of our power requirement. In coming quarters also, our waste heat recovery in Karnool plant will be commissioned. That will also reduce our power cost by at least 80 to 100 rupees. And in Tamil Nadu, we have a lot of windmills. For certain reasons, we are selling to the board. Now already we made application for converting into captive consumption. If that is pending, that is pending with the TNEB. Once that approved, here also the power cost can be reduced by 50 to 80 rupees. So these are all the areas where we have direct control. See, the pet coke, all these things little volatile. See, pet coke and coal prices is 2 weeks if the price are going up, 2 weeks it's coming down. Little uncertainty is there. See, once that is, the uncertainty is over, we are confident there is a scope to reduce by 200 to 300 rupees cost in pet coke. Because over the years, if you see the average, definitely 300 to 400 rupees cost we can reduce.
Sure.
As far as the grinding units are concerned, already our grinding units are located very strategic locations, so that advantage will continue to get it. As far as the Ara Nagar is concerned, we are expanding in a place where already we are moving certain amount of clinker from Mariuru plant to Ara Nagar plant, because Ara Nagar is having almost 2 million tons cement grinding capacity against its own clinker capacity of equivalent to clinker capacity of 1.25 million tons. So 0.75 million tons of equivalent to 0.75 million tons of cement, we are transferring clinker from Ariyalur to Ara Nagar. By end of March, we'll be commissioning that third line. That advantage, that cost, transport cost advantage, definitely will accrue the next year. The day number one, it will accrue.
Yes, sir. So just on the product mix, sir, you know, we have been pioneering this right product for the right application, etc. So from that kind of mix change, sir, over 1-2 years, is there a possibility to improve contribution, you know, by about say 5-10 rupees per bag, sir? At that level, is that kind of improvement?
See, now definitely improve, not 5-10 rupees. It more than that also will get. See, more than that, we have segmented the customer's requirement. Since we have segmented the customer requirements, we are confident our growth will be very steady.
Sure, sir.
So more than the contribution improvement, what we are seeing is the segment improvement.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Wish you all the best, sir. For the
thank you, KK.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Girish Chaudhary from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening. Firstly, on this volume growth performance of 19%, if you can share a little more details on what drove this performance in terms of regions or states.
The regional mix has not changed, as I mentioned earlier. So the east and the south mix are maintained at the same level as in the earlier quarters.
Okay. If you look at your capacity utilization, this quarter it was around 78%. If you can share in terms of how much south was operating, how much east was operating, that would be helpful.
I'll share it in the offline. I don't have the numbers right now. Share it later.
Okay. The other thing which I also noticed that you mentioned about Northeast demand improving. So if you can share how much contribution is coming from this market, is it relevant or still is just a market where you have just started operations?
See, we will not be able to share the exact contribution numbers, but definitely it is a bit accretive only. It's a profitable only.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Rajesh Kumar Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Good evening. And happening to see this first quarter of operations, and you've been able to achieve 54% utilization for the Kurnool grinding for this clinker at Kurnool. Is that understanding right? The full quarter you operated at 54%.
Yes, that is what we have mentioned.
Right. So, sir, at current utilization, that would already be EBITDA neutral to a greater extent, or how would that...
Current utilization for last 2 months is more than 85%.
Oh, so, day one, even in the first few months only, your plant has started to yield the numbers, right?
So, the clinker production, we might have stabilized even much earlier, but for the cement mill, was not ready.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Otherwise, within 30 days, normally any of our plant within 30 days will go to 100% capacity utilization. That's okay. Not a problem.
Good to know that.
Kurnool we could not do because cement mill was not ready.
Okay. And sir, coming back to the leverage, because this quarter also our net debt to EBITDA number still significantly stretched more than 4x. And given the capex expenditure for this year and next year, whatever you have guided earlier stage, leverage ratio will remain north of 3x. So, and you would still want, you're still looking at your Karnataka expansion plans. So, how do you see your balance sheet deleveraging happening? By when, what comfortable numbers you're looking at?
No, deleverage already started. Even this current quarter also already be reduced by 150 mm-hmm. crores. That deleveraging will start. See, there are two things. We have to balance between the growth. See, there are many players which are growing in the market. We also should not lose our market share. See, both we have to balance it. But we are confident with the water debt level we have, definitely we can meet all our obligations in time and there will not be any default. 100% whatever debt level is very, very reasonable for the size because we increased the capacity from 12 million to 21 million tons. And you might have seen our capacity is also increasing. So with that comfortably we can meet our repayment obligation, also our goal of deleveraging, both we can do that.
And sir, this year you would be doing 30% or at least volume growth. But for next year, you're looking at what, a normalized 10% sort of growth or?
We'll do more than that.
Mm-hmm. More to the, something like any particular range you're looking at that you would continue to grow for maybe 2 to 3
years. Number you'll be interested, we'll do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So that's
all. I told you, see, since lot of new infrastructure projects are coming up, Our project is approved in all the projects.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever new projects is coming up now in Tamil Nadu, in all our core market, our products are well received. And all the infrastructure projects, so far we are concentrating only on trade. Now we started targeting non-trade customers also. We are able to get good orders. So we are confident very decent growth next year also.
Okay. So your non-trade will also drive your volume growth.
Yeah.
But would it not be... your blended margins may not expand significantly, but on absolute basis, you can see a strong growth.
It depends upon price. Na. See, the price, if the trade price goes up, non-trade price also will go up automatically.
True.
So there's no big difference, there's no big discount to trade price as far as our concern to non-trade.
Okay.
If you see really whatever the trade price minus discount to the dealers and various schemes, non-trade price is not that bad. It is equivalent.
Okay. Great, sir. Thank you. I'll come back in queue.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. Our next question comes from the line of Parth Bhavsar from Investec India. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to understand what would be your share of premium cement in Q3? I guess the PPT mentions 25% for 9M.
It's 26%.
It's 26%. And what was this number for last year?
Last year, third quarter, it was 23%.
Okay. It's 23%. Okay. And sir, like...
But you can't see the percentage alone because it is an increased volume.
Okay. So that's also good for realization, right? Because it fetches premium.
Yeah, you're right.
Even that would have helped the price improvement, right? Year on year and Q on Q.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And this number, what was it last quarter? If you could help.
Last quarter, it was just 25%.
It was 25. Okay, and sir, in terms of volume, so I understand the mix, geo mix has remained the same, but if you had to put a number, what would it be? Like, would it be in the same range as your capacity mix?
No, the premium product ratio should go up.
No, not premium products, sir, your volume, your overall volume, how is it like split between south and east?
Same. That is the same. Vaidyan already explained the ratio is same.
It would be in the same range as your capacity mix?
No, what
yes, yes.
Yeah, yes. Okay.
Yeah, it is proportionate to the capacity only.
Okay. And sir, just wanted one clarification that RR Nagar, what is the incremental capacity are we looking at?
It's 1.5 million ton.
1.5 million ton. And this would like come on stream in over the next 2-3 months, right?
No, oh, it'll be commissioned before March.
By March first week, it will be ready.
Okay. Okay. Perfect, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a final reminder to ask questions, please press star 1. Our next question comes from the line of Abhimanyu Kasliwal from Choice International. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for taking my question, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Perfect. So my question was, most of my questions have been answered. So I wanted to ask you one question on a 10,000 feet level. We are combining our capacity utilization, which do we have a hope to increase it? Do we have hope to increase our offtake, especially due to the new infrastructure orders and non-trade new orders? On a combined manner, what do you see is the outlook for FY24? That can we see noticeable improvement in capacity utilization? Because our capex, whilst we are doing a lot of maintenance capex, we are not doing so much capex to increase our capacity, if I understand correctly. So what would you have to say in this combined manner?
No, we increased the capacity from 12 million to 21 million tons.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Then how do you say that the almost 75% increase in capacity? How do you say that we are not increased the...
No, sir. I mean that incrementally from this point.
Yeah. Incrementally, again, it is not the question of only operational capex. It is also what are the capital expenditure that should be completed. See, any project, all the facilities not going to come day number one. See, for example, we have to create a colony, that amount is to be spent. We have to create some more infrastructure facilities. See, those things also is to be completed. And also, we are for the second line, already we have made provisions. That also we are completing it. See, over the years, all these things, for example, take our own Kurnool project today, people may think our capital cost is very high, but that's not true, because what all the facilities we created for 10 years or 15 years in other projects, the day number one, the Kurnool project is going to have. That is why our operating cost will be very less.
Okay.
So like that, see, whenever the opportunity comes, we will go on incurring expenditure so that operating cost is always kept under minimum.
Understood, sir. Understood. And also, but due to the infra projects, do we expect to see, I know you're hesitant to give numbers, but our utilization may touch 75% for some example, from current 70-72%, 80%, anything?
It will be 80 plus.
Okay, thank you, sir. That was very helpful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Mudit Agarwal from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. I have just one question regarding the other expenses. So it has increased on a sequential basis. So just want to understand, apart from the variable component in the other expenses, is there any major improvement in the advertisement and other fixed expenses during the quarter? And how will be the going forward the run rate in the other expenses?
The other expenditure includes advertisement also. One variable, packing material consumption. So the rest of the expenses are more or less fixed in nature. So definitely this year advertisement expenses have increased. We have stepped up these various advertisement activities during the current year.
For brand building.
So to that extent, there has been an increase in the other expenditure. And last year, because of some COVID restrictions for the first two quarters, traveling expenses was not that much. This year, market is fully opened. So there has been some increase in the traveling expenses. But for these two heads, there are other heads now, there are not much of increase in expenses, but for employee cost of about 68% increase, which is a normal thing.
Okay. So going forward, we can assume the same run rate or any major changes in this?
Sorry, your voice is not audible. Can you please come back?
Sir, is it clear now?
Yes.
Yeah, I was asking, going forward, will be in the same range or any other further increase we are expecting there?
Same range.
Volume? Yeah, okay. Thank you. That's it from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a final reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. Our next question comes from the line of Prateek Kumar from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. My first question is on fuel mix. So while petcoke has declined, petcoke has started to increase more recently, but the international coal is declining and you have like 30-35% mix of coal as well. So when do you like sort of shift from petcoke to coal again, like in terms of fuel mix?
There's no need. Whatever per calorie is cheaper, we'll go for that. If the coal is cheaper, from even this evening, I can shift to coal. It will not take much time. It all depends upon, the fuel mix 100% depends upon per calorie what is the cost. I can shift to any fuel at any point of time.
Right, so petcoke is $180. So you, at what price of international coal it becomes competitive?
It all because the coal is not one quality. The coal almost we have 10-15, depending upon moisture, depending upon calorific value, depending upon sulfur, there is almost you can have some 20 varieties of coal. So it can't have a benchmark because the coal is available, even today the coal is available for $55 and it's also $150. Per calorific value you have to see. Per calorie value it is around 2 rupees.
So for coal it is 2 rupees and for petcoke it is how much at this point?
No, sorry. The coal is today around 2 rupees 50.
Prateek, actually the coal prices are trending slightly higher than the petcoke on a kcal basis. That is why, not only as all the cement companies, they started increasing their petcoke consumption. So again, there is an opportunity to buy coal depending on the market price on a kcal basis. If that opportunity comes, we will shift it. But at this juncture, we cannot say that at what percentage we will maintain for next quarter or next year also. It will be difficult to say. It all depends on the prices of petcoke vis-a-vis the prices of the coal.
And in the 2.43 which we have reported for the overall fuel cost for third quarter, how would that be for coal and petcoke individually if we have that data?
Sorry?
We have reported 2.43 on a kilocal basis cost for this quarter, fuel cost for third quarter.
It is 2.43 is a blended cost per kcal basis for this quarter. You want to have a previous year quarter's number?
No, I wanted to understand how would that be different between petcoke and coal for last quarter?
No, I don't have the breakup details of coal and petcoke. I have only combined the numbers of 2.5.
The coal is costlier than petcoke.
Petcoke, yes.
The coal per calorie is costlier than petcoke.
Right.
See, the coal mainly we use for power plants and petcoke mostly we use for our fire systems.
And our alternate fuels have like dropped from like 25-30% range to sub 10% now. So, what's like sort of leading to that decline in terms of procurement of that fuel?
The alternate fuel is concerned, the availability is not consistent throughout the period. Again, it depends on the price and the availability. So, and sometimes, some alternate fuel also will interfere severely in the process. So, we'll use the alternate fuels prudently, depending on considering the process requirement as well as the overall cost benefits involved in this alternate fuel.
So thanks, sir. These are my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Ajit Motwani from Pinpoint Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. Just want to understand what this RR plant is commissioned. You said 0.7 million ton of clinker that you're moving from Maria Lore to RR Nagar. that the inter-unit link cost you will save, right? Am I correct?
Right.
Okay. So alternately, you know, as this, any other benefit came from the RR Nagar internal efficiencies, will the plant go up?
See, traditionally, these and historically, locationally, RR Nagar is the closest to the highest realization markets. So any incremental production coming from that plant will have an EBITDA accretive clearly.
Okay, so you're saying the additional capacity, cement capacity there is also going up apart from the movement of clinker.
Oh, cement already we have, cement capacity we have. There is no change in the cement capacity as of now. So we are producing clinker and from in RR Nagar, which that will be consumed for production of cement. And in turn, the moving of clinker from Ariyalur will be eliminated.
Got it. So, secondly, to service the Kerala market, will this clinker be utilized or the Ariyalur one will be utilized?
No, for South Kerala, this will be used. For North Kerala, Ariyalur will be used.
Got it. So, incremental, the clinker that you're not moving from, let's say, Ariyalur, you know, that'll help us serve the Kerala market.
So that serve both Tamil Nadu market as well as Kerala market.
Sure. So essentially what you're trying to say is that
whatever the Ariyalur to RR Nagar, the transport cost will be saved. Whatever RR Nagar, the incremental capacity sold both in Tamil Nadu as well as in Kerala.
Yeah. So my question really is that does the project help us capture a higher share of the market
share of the market share as well as higher realization?
Sure, got it. And in terms of, you alluded to, you know, sale of some land bank which you have identified, you know, how close are we to monetizing it, and you know, what's the kind of value we can sort of monetize it from those land?
So just now only we floated inquiries, maybe around 300 to 400 crores we are estimating.
Good, got it. And the timelines for such monetization?
Timeline we cannot say because buying and selling of lands involve a lot of negotiations, a lot of...
Because these are also large parcels, so yeah. you should buy a buyer also to get right value.
Got it. And of the 4,500 odd crores that we have, how much do we have any interest-free sales tax loan or, you know, that used to be there as a part of our debt earlier? Is that something which is there or that's done?
Yeah, it is there. This soft loan is around 192 crores. Out of 4,555 crores.
Got it. Sure. And the thing that you said that of now, I guess you're supplying it to the state there, that you will utilize it for captive purposes.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you properly. The voice is not clear.
You alluded that the windmill capacities in Tamil Nadu, which you're supplying it externally, that also you utilize for captive purposes.
Yeah, there is an opportunity because we have been selling at lower prices to the electricity board, which we can convert it into captive use. There is an opportunity to use that. We are working on with this government to seek to get appropriate approval and convert it into captive use.
But wouldn't you have tied up for, you know, with the boards there, and will it not be difficult to move it in-house? Just my question.
No, for that, the government should be there.
No, TNEB has to approve it, yes. Because already there is an agreement with the TNEB for sale to the board. That agreement should be cancelled and it should be converted into captive. There is a procedure to be followed.
And it's possible, you're saying?
It is possible. It is already not only possible, already we got necessary orders from the court also. They already given direction to convert it into captive. Already the court also given direction to the TNEP.
See, part of the mills we have already converted into captive use from the sale to board. We have done that.
So on energy front, putting WHR, which is yet to be stabilized at Kurnool, and this, how much good, this seems to be self-help measures, you know, how much benefit can we see?
Yeah, another 10 megawatt WHRS will be, we'll be getting from the Kurnool plant.
Okay. And the windmill, you know, conversion from external to captive, that will...
Yeah, totally we have 175 megawatt windmill. So today we are, that will give, suppose if you take the plant load factor of 22%, it will be around 35 to 40 megawatt. Out of that, today we are consuming 15 megawatt. Another 25 megawatt will be used captively.
Okay, so on that 25 megawatt of windmill and another 10 megawatt on WHR.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And one last question, the sequential increase in the freight cost, you know, on a per ton basis, how much of, you know, that is because of the increase in busy season surcharge by railways, and how much is, but still that seems to be, you know, the increase is higher than what you had said as 50 rupees as...
No, 50 rupees is including outbound as well as inbound. Maybe if you look at only outbound, maybe it will be around 20 to 25 rupees.
Okay. So the balance is because of the lead distance?
No, balance because of inbound flights.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. Thank you, sir. And best of luck for the quarter ahead.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. Our next question comes from the line of Vishal Periwal from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks a lot for the opportunity. One thing which I might have missed this number if you have stated, what is the net debt number as on December?
Net debt is 4,555 crores. It is there in our presentation, yes.
Okay. And second, on this fuel cost, I think we have mentioned this is largely to be same in as we're moving in quarter four, vis-a-vis the index level, maybe many of the industry participants are guiding for marginal dip. So are we on this particular front, are we a little conservative, or we are sitting on high cost fuel inventory? Just thought to get some clarity.
No, we are very conservative. Also, we are telling whatever happening in the market. Even yesterday, the petcoke price gone up by $5.
Okay, so...
Index-wise, we are not bought at the high price, but index has gone up by $5.
Okay, so that means, like, you know, probably fuel cost, there are certain chances, maybe, like, you know, it could see...
Compared to Q4, definitely will come down. Compared to Q3, it is very difficult to say whether it come down or may not go up also much. That is our estimate.
Okay, when you say Q4, it's for the year-on-year basis.
Yeah, you are right.
Okay. Sure, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Krupal Maniar from Antique Stock Broking Limited for closing comments. Please go ahead.
Thanks, Ryan. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, we would like to thank everyone for their participation and the management team for providing us this opportunity. You may now conclude the call, Ryan. Thanks.
Thanks, Krupal.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks for all the participants.
Thank you. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, we conclude this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.